This is Your Health Kit, practical hints and tips to improve your health and answer your medical questions, and might undo a few medical myths along the way. For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Rebecca Hoffman, MD, your friendly neighborhood family doctor based in Vancouver, Washington. In today's talk, we'll take a look at sleep and its amazing benefits. What happens when we sleep? And how can we improve the quality of the sleep we get? Sleep is a natural state when our body slows down, our consciousness changes, and our body attends to repair and renewal. The theories about why we need sleep range from our body's need to conserve energy to its need to repair cells in our brain, muscles, and other tissues, and to maintaining hormone and chemical balance. The metabolism of our cells working creates a lot of byproducts during the day. These need to be cleared to avoid buildup, which can become toxic. Sleep gives our body time to remove toxins and to reset our systems. Interestingly, there is a chemistry to our emotional lives too, and this same reset makes a difference in our moods and attitudes. That's because many parts of the brain that directly affect our emotions are stimulated when we sleep. That's a lot of work. No wonder there are so many symptoms associated with poor sleep or sleep deprivation. Our bodies have lots of work to do when we are sleeping and can't be distracted by our wakeful activities demanding their own energy. Sleep has several levels, which we cycle through during our sleep time. Each has a benefit, and we need them all. A broad division of our sleep structure is between REM sleep and non-REM sleep. REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, has received lots of attention, but it's the non-REM stages that produce the most benefit. Non-REM sleep represents the bulk of our sleep and is broken into three stages, ranging from dozing to moderate rest to deep relaxation. This third stage, or deep sleep, turns out to be the most restorative sleep and is considered to be the source of insight, creativity, and memory. During deep sleep, our memories, learning, and emotions are processed, metabolism and immune systems regulated, and the brain detoxifies from the work done during the day. Non-REM sleep occurs during the first 90 minutes of sleep, followed by REM sleep, when our eyes move but our bodies can't. REM sleep features a time of increased brain activity and is thought to help with thinking and creativity. Vivid dreams are thought to occur during this stage, though in fact we dream in all stages of sleep. Clearly, sleep is a busy time for our bodies and brains to regenerate, reorganize, and repair. Deep sleep is more restorative than any other stage. So how do we get it? Deep sleep is affected by growth hormones secreted from our brains. Growth hormone levels are elevated in youth, who get the most deep sleep. But growth hormone levels reduce as we age, resulting in less deep sleep for the elderly. But there are ways to improve your sleep. Improve your sleeping habits, such as keeping to regular sleep-wake patterns, meaning the same bedtime and wake time, even on the weekend. Diet and exercise, as always, play a role in healthy sleep. Eating or exercising within 3 hours of bedtime can interrupt our natural cycles, so winding down helps induce quality sleep. But not a nightcap. Alcohol is sugar, which may make you sleepy, but once that sugar is processed, you wake up a few hours later, and that interrupts your sleep structure. Keep a sleep-friendly environment, like a clean, comfortable bed and a lower temperature. 65 degrees turns out to be optimal. These contribute to our natural body systems slowing and cooling during sleep. Finally, how much sleep do we need? Well, more than we get. Children from infancy to teens need up to 15 hours of sleep nightly. Adults need from 7 to 9 hours of sleep to help us meet our sleeping, waking, physical, and cognitive needs. If you struggle with sleep, whether with falling asleep or staying asleep, or dreams routinely interrupt your night, you may need an evaluation for a sleep disorder. And that's where a visit to your doctor comes in handy, because sleep is key to your health, and your doctor can help determine disorders that disrupt healthy sleep. And that's your health kit tip for today. Sleep is important in so many ways for daily health and in preventing chronic disease. Sleep deprivation can be dangerous, even deadly. Remember, if you have questions about your health, check with your doctor, not a computer search engine. After all, your doctor cares about you and your health. For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.